video.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Johnny.
Now, today, the subject that we're going to talk about today is because of, well, you know, I have had some run-ins with it, but you've had a lot more maybe than I have. And it has to do with hackers. Hackers messing up everything. And a lot of people don't realize that the way Barbara spends her day is putting up things and putting up videos and putting up content and websites and everything. And if somebody comes along and messes with that, that's very upsetting. Am I right? Yeah.
Yes, you are right. And you know what? I guess I've been pretty lucky because it's happened for the first time, and I've heard horror stories about it. And then you think, oh, it's never going to happen to me. Well, it did happen, and it's so hard to find where it happened. And you can go crazy. You can drive yourself mad searching for it. When you have a business like Life, Laughter, Happiness, and that has all of its social media, plus your own, plus, you know, YouTube and things like that, you will go in circles trying to find the person. But I've realized you can find many, many clues, but you're just going to get nowhere, because what if you do? Okay, there he is. There's the person I see. They're connected into this group, and I see them on the business account. They made themselves admins, four of them. Well, then what? You still have to do the waiting game with Facebook and hope for the best that they're going to really put you on the top priority list, because Johnny, then what? When I find them, then what? I still don't know the password and the phone number they changed the account to. So you still would need extra help. I don't think a person can really remedy the situation by themselves. Yeah, do a lot of detective work and find out a lot of things, but then what? How do you get it back still?
I know, and you know, it's a real shame, because people don't realize how much of what you do is hard work. I mean, they think, you know, it's like you never, like with you, a picture, it's not just putting up a picture, I've seen you do this, like you'll put out a picture to me, and I'll think the picture is fine, but then you'll say, no, Johnny, no, look closely, and you'll say, look at the picture, look at the way it's lined up, look at the way the mouth looks, look at the way, in other words, you know, people don't realize that, like, when you've done your photo shoots, those are not just 10-minute pictures, those are probably, you know, hours of just getting ready, and
yes, and then they take the money away from you, and then they impersonate you. Taking the money away, it goes with the account. I was making money on Reels, and people were giving me bonuses, and it was really growing. It makes it more exciting. I would call it fun work and time-consuming work, and we deserve to get paid for that. So thank goodness these platforms are putting together all of these ways that you can, and it was going really well, as you know, Johnny. But that was the fan, Barbara Moore official fan account on Facebook. When you have your main profile, you can make a page. So I made a page a few years ago, and I had it grow into 139,000 followers. Which, that is good, because it's all about the numbers. You make a reel, for example. It's all in the numbers. Many more people are going to see it. Many people are going to click. However they do their analytics, whatever they do, it was working, and I was getting money deposited into my account. And I was also doing it on my main profile page, too. And you can do it on Instagram, which they do not have control over. But that has a lot less those have a lot less followers than this fan page had. So it is a letdown, but I'm not going to say it's over because I do have the professionals working on it. And you know what they said, Johnny?
What?
These professionals who do this for a living, who are doing it as a favor because I am well connected. Thank goodness. Facebook will make you sweat it out for a while and then they will get back to you and say, we can fix this for a price, usually $5,000.
Oh,
did
wow.
I tell you that?
No,
yes.
You didn't.
Yes, because they asked me if Facebook had given me a price. I said, no, they didn't even get back to me they've gotten back to me so many times when I say I've been hacked. They get back to me on how to change my password to the main profile, which is just fine. I cannot even get the message across to these people about, no, it's not that one. It's my page. It really feels like you're given the runaround by a robot. And I called. They are not taking phone calls at this time. I have a manager friend, a music manager friend who we did interview, and he said they always got back to him in 24 hours over the phone. They have not done that to me. I don't know why. Do I not have
24 hours over the phone? Over the phone? Facebook?
Oh, they called him back every time, he said, within 24 hours, actually called back.
Wow.
That's right. So they didn't do that for me. But I have some professionals working on it. Unfortunately, the guy came down with COVID. Oh, gosh, poor thing. But he said he's still on top of it, even though I don't know if that means 2 days or 2 months or what. But also the other group page. Well, the two group pages we started the Life, Laughter, Happiness group. Everybody that is on archive, which means you just aren't going to be able to use it right now because we're thinking that the person has a little control, not complete control, but maybe a little bit of control in there. Because I'm thinking that it started with the groups. The other culprit was Playboy Playmates, the Playboy Playmate group, which was doing so great. I was enjoying it thoroughly on Facebook. It was disabled, and I cannot even talk to Facebook about that group, and I just thought that was due to something else, and like copyright infringement or something else. I could not even talk to Facebook about it, so I'm thinking Facebook is probably getting back to them, the people who are pretending to be me, and they're getting all of these messages saying, oh no, I'm fine, no, false alarm, but there's got to be a better way. I just don't like it that they are really raking in the bucks just by helping people get their site back. I mean, that's a pretty harsh treatment for, you know, giving out to people like us that maybe didn't put the two-factor verification on or used the same password on two different things. And, I mean, that's a harsh punishment, $5,000, when you know they could just,
well, not everybody has $5,000, so.
Well, I know, but when they could just click a button and everything will be okay if they just said, hey, give me your driver's license, and that's what I did to the professional, but Facebook never asked me for my driver's license or my ID or to upload it to prove who I am and what's going on, and now I'm confused, and will you clarify? No, nothing like that. No. So it's all about money, but word to the wise out there, please do put everything on two-factor verification. Maybe use your verification authenticator apps on Google and Microsoft. A lot of these platforms use those, and it is seamless. I'm actually enjoying using that rather than having to remember a password. Password in there somewhere safe, but you just get an alert, and then you type in the numbers, and then you're in. So
mm-hmm.
I like it. I've learned a lot going through this. I'm trying to look at the positive. My girlfriend who's been on the show, she said, look, nothing happened for no reason, so there must be some good that's going to come out of it. She's so nice. And these people are still posting pictures that they find, and I know where they're finding them because I look myself up, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, they found that on Wikipedia. Sometimes they found it on different social media platforms that I've already posted. But they're posting different photos of me on my timeline pretending they're me, and they are in Messenger because we can tell by the little headshot that is being used. This wasn't very long ago that I was taken over because I know exactly when I changed my banner, the long horizontal photo across when I did that.
Right.
So I know exactly when this all happened. But I had business accounts set up, you know, on Meta because it's so great now that I have 9 handles that I take care of. And you can go up on Meta, and then you can do one post, and it goes out to everything you want it to go out to. Plus, you can queue it up forever. I mean, you can queue a whole month. And on the best times where you get the biggest hits on your posts or stories or reels, you can actually put it in the calendar to go post at that time. So I was starting to take advantage of that, which was really nice. I loved it. I think it's great. And that, it seems to be when it all happened.
I mean, do you know where it came from? Like, who the person could have been?
Yes, I did send you the screenshot of 4 people that had made themselves moderators of Barbara Moore. They took over my Barbara Moore business account. I can't even get in there anymore. They couldn't throw me completely out, but when I saw them there and I took away every bit of control I could take away, but you can't take every bit of control away. It wouldn't let me take a little bit, but it's called moderator. I was able to take some control away from these people. I have a screenshot. I have them written down. I have all the information. If anybody wants to know, I have a running notes on all of this stuff. Yes, they were real people, real names, and I've tried to look them up. Oh, my gosh, Johnny, yes. I found names, yes. I have names. And they are probably going down. I don't know what Facebook or the authorities do to these hackers. They're going to go down, and I know why they go for the most busy and the highest amount of followers, where they can go in where maybe somebody has made a mistake, and it's a business as well as a personal, and Meta and Messenger and Life Laughter Happiness Messenger and Barbara Moore Messenger and Barbara Moore Official Messenger and Instagram Messenger. It just seems too easy to me, you know? It really does seem too easy for hackers out there.
Mm-hmm.
So many ways to wiggle your way in there.
Well, what's hard is it makes it hard to make friends. Because, like, as soon as you message people out of the blue, they're saying, you know, who is this? You know?
What are you talking about? What? Be more clear.
Well, what I'm saying is that out of the blue, Facebook messages are considered to be kind of looking kind of strange. I mean, because, like, I'll get a Facebook message, and then if it's out of the blue, it looks kind of odd. You
understand? What do you mean blue?
Well,
if it's blue,
okay, let me explain. I will be on Facebook. Okay, and I'll get a message from somebody, and I don't know if it's really a person or if it's like a computer. You understand?
But why did you say blue?
out of the blue. Out of the blue.
Okay, I'm sorry. So you just get something out of the blue, and it's odd. Well, anybody can get a hold of you, unless you go in there and change your settings. And I was always going in and changing settings, and I was giving my own self admin, which was probably the biggest mistake, I guess, where, you know, I had Barbara Moore official and Barbara Moore profile. I'm the same person, so why wouldn't I want to, whatever I was logged in as, I would like to have control at that moment. Could have been then where they slipped in and made themselves like a moderator, and then they became an admin somehow, and all of a sudden, boom, they're in. Change the password, change the phone number, keep everything the same so people think it's me. That is what they're doing. So I would like to ask you and anybody out there, if they want to call in, what is their main agenda? Is it just to gain access in there so that they could put their little stories up, their links, and then get your 140,000 people?
I would think it would be money. I think it's probably money, because there is a guy, and he's on YouTube, and what he does is he fights back with these guys. He'll disguise himself as someone, and then what will happen is that they try to take control of your computer, but then what he does is he hacks their computers. So
I know,
that
I watched that too.
You've seen him.
I like him.
And
he's so funny.
I haven't actually thought about getting him on, because he's such a try to getting him on, because he was so, I mean, I think what he said was his reason for doing this is he had, I think, his grandmother got trouble with those people, with the hackers, and it is true. It's like you see these people, and it's like, okay, we see what you're doing, you know.
I like it, and he pretends he's a granny, and he will.
Right.
You can see him on YouTube, and you can watch exactly how he gets these hackers, and somehow he gets a camera into their room over there,
yes,
where whatever country they're in, and then he messes with them, and when they figure out that they've been messed with, they get really mad.
And not only that, he has shut down entire call centers before. He is basically like, I mean, he has shut down entire call centers, and it's so funny because, you know, he's literally always one step ahead of them.
And I know, I love him. He's amazing. It's a little bit different though, Johnny. Get him on, yes. I would love to meet him. I would love to have his help too, but it's different because I think these people aren't trying to just get my little reels play money. That's nice, whatever, but I think they're just really looking at the numbers, so they give their links out there for whatever, because go look at it, Barbara Moore Official. By the way, everybody, on Facebook, Barbara Moore, no, Official Barbara Moore. I always get it mixed up. Facebook.com, Official Barbara Moore. Everybody could look at that and see that these people have links that they are trying to promote this or that. It's the numbers. They're not doing it for my reels bonuses. They're not doing it for that, I can assure you. They're not doing it for that. They're not. So the people who you are talking about, the guy that you're talking about who goes on and tries to find these scammers who take the whole bank account out of these elderly people or just any people at all, they call randomly around and they pretend they're PayPal, they pretend they're Facebook, they pretend they're usually PayPal, and connected to all your social media, and they say, look, we've overcharged you. And then they get to screen share, they put it in somehow to make it look like they have given you $40,000 in your bank account and you see it and they say, oh no, I added too many zeros. Can't you just click this button and send that back? Or I'm going to get fired. People actually fall for that. They actually fall for that and they do it. So sad. I mean, I've made the mistake of clicking on a link like on Wayfair to buy a piece of furniture, and instead of going through the website with your password directly, you go from the email and you click and you think you're in their website. You order something and then you're wondering 15 days later, why isn't it here? And then you realize you've been scammed. Thank God.
Or what will happen is that they'll send you a link.
It's everywhere. Yeah. Go ahead.
They'll send you a link and the link is written differently. So it doesn't go to the website. Yeah.
You have to really watch for that. But sometimes you're tired. Sometimes you don't feel like putting your glasses on. Sometimes it looks just like the exact site. And you just say, this is great. This is convenient. I'm just going to push the button. And, oh, geez, this is
actually a true story. This is a true story. Apparently, the president of the FBI was giving like a speech, and apparently he was saying a lot of people think that the things that you can't be fooled into almost giving away a lot of your money, and I just would like to say that that's impossible, because that happened to me. This is the president of the FBI, and apparently he was clicking something and he almost gave away like a lot of money. Well, what happened was, when he told his wife about what happened, his wife said, I'm sorry, I just made a mistake, and I told her what happened, and she goes, well, first of all, it's your mistake, but the second part, it's our money, and third of all, it's no more online banking for you. But it could happen to the president of the FBI. It could happen to anybody. I mean, we all know.
Thank you. That makes me feel better. Because it is everywhere, isn't it? It's just crazy. They're out there, everybody. Mm. So this show is to do two things. Tell you guys about what's going on with the Life, Laughter, Happiness group page. For those members, it is a private group, because some people like to talk about their private issues with just a smaller group. So that's what we have for them. It's archived right now. So just hang tight there. But our Life, Laughter, Happiness Facebook main page is up and running fine. Messenger, I believe, is fine. And my main profile, The Barbara Moore, on Facebook is just fine. And my Instagram's fine. I believe Life, Laughter, Happiness Instagram and YouTube channel and Barbara Moore's 10 YouTube channel is fine. Thank goodness, because I had to go through there for a couple of weeks in tears and just like so upset. And I decided, my accountability group, because I'm in that wonderful Magnetize Your Dreams. It's a class. It's a year class. Well, we have to check in every single day. And we talk a little bit about, this was a hard day because I was stressed out because of this. And they just give you all the positive feedback they can. And you are supposed to do your meditation and do your mirror work and your manifesting, your vision board and your journaling. It's a very positive thing. And I'm just beginning. So I'm telling you, it really did help. Having that mindset of positivity, meditating, getting all of those horrible things out of your mind, cleansing it, breathing, getting it out, and starting fresh the next day, it was really doing wonders for me. It has been. I just haven't went and tried to find the hackers because I had to let it go. And whatever proof is there, maybe it's good that this and that is connected somewhat because the professionals now can go in and really see what's going on. But they did say it was a mess. I feel confident, very confident about it. Sorry, I have a little bit of a stuffy nose today, and I'm not sick, so I don't know why. Mm-hmm. But I feel confident that they're going to give it back to me. I'm going to get it back. I have to because there's so many photos and things I've shared over the last 4 years, I think. That'd be a shame to lose. And all the followers, too. You have to start fresh. Remember we had a Playboy Playmate guest on, Karina Hardy, and she told us that right after she got Playmate of the Year, and, well, the whole year she's taking pictures. That's a lot. It's not even in your camera. Sometimes you go straight on Instagram and just shoot through there. So then sometimes that's not saved to your camera roll. She got hacked. And she just had so much content that she never could get back. That was really sad to hear that story that she was hacked. That was years ago, though, Johnny. That was literally 30 years ago because, yes, I remember that was my first Playmate of the Year party that I went to when I became Miss December. She was the year before reigning Playmate of the Year. I went to her party. And so that's how long ago. And so this has been going on for quite a while, this hacking.
Mm. All right. Well, you want to do the shout out?
Yes. So the two reasons I was just going over. Hey, everybody, don't leave. Oh, if you see that that is not the real Barbara Moore. Well, they're using Barbara Moore photos for the most part. And if they don't, then you're going to know. But there's no reason to leave because I'll be back there. And, well, they actually are doing a good job of promoting me, even though sometimes I don't like the choice of photo that they're choosing of me to put up. And the people, I gave up, though, Johnny. I totally gave up when I see my fans say, oh, Barbara, that's a great photo. And I see the imposters thanking them. I would write under there sometimes, oh my gosh, this isn't me talking to you. This isn't me talking to you. It doesn't matter. They're going to just, it doesn't matter. They're going to still enjoy my photo. Do they really need to know how upset I am that that wasn't me who put it up there? You know, not really. So there's been a lot of different things I've gone through emotionally with this. You feel very violated. Feel like, what else are they seeing? Every single private message that's ever been on Messenger, which they're not really private. I didn't really go that route with Messenger, but you start wondering and you do feel violated and you feel really mad. Excuse me.
Well, thank you for doing the show with me. Barbara, you there? Okay.
Johnny, I have to go. I have a tickle in my throat. I was coughing.
All right.
Can you do the shout-out for me, please?
I'll do the shout-out. Thank you, everybody, for coming on. And tune in on Friday when we have Dale Shear, Psychic Dale Shear, doing mini readings. And this show will be on soon on the archive so that you can listen to it. Good night, Barbara.
Thanks, Johnny. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.